Chapter 15, Overhaul, Property Conservation, and Scene Preservation. Introduction. Welcome. TANSI. Essentials of Firefighting. Chapter Objectives. Describe overhaul. Explain how to conserve property at a fire scene. Describe the duties that firefighters must perform to protect and preserve a fire scene. Skill Sheet 15-1, Locate and Extinguish Hidden Fires. Skill Sheet 15-2, Roll a Salvage Cover for a 1 Firefighter Spread. Skill Sheet 15-3, Spread a Rolled Salvage Cover using a 1 Firefighter Method. Skill Sheet 15-4, Fold a Salvage Cover for a 1 Firefighter Spread. Skill Sheet 15-5, Spread a Folded Salvage Cover using a 1 Firefighter Method. Skill Sheet 15-6, Fold a Salvage Cover for a 2 Firefighter Spread. Skill Sheet 15-7, Spread a Folded Salvage Cover using the 2 Firefighter Balloon Throw. Skill Sheet 15-8, Construct and Place a Water Chute. Skill Sheet 15-9, Construct a Catch-All. Skill Sheet 15-10, Construct a Water Chute and Attach it to a Catch-All. Skill Sheet 15-11, Cover Building Openings to Prevent Damage After Fire Suppression. Skill Sheet 15-12, Clean, Inspect, and Repair a Salvage Cover. After a fire is under control and/or extinguished, firefighters still have work at the scene, overhaul, property conservation, and scene preservation. The fire service uses the term loss control to describe the activities performed before, during, and after a fire has been extinguished to minimize losses to property. Quality loss control practices show professionalism and exhibit good customer service. Properly applied loss control activities include minimizing damage to the structure, exposures, and contents. Eliminating the chance that a fire will reignite in the structure. Reducing the amount of time needed to repair and reopen the business. Reducing the stress on the owner/occupants of the structure. Creating goodwill for the fire department within the community. Minimizing financial loss for the owner/occupant, insurance company, and community. There are two types of damage result from a structure fire. Primary damage, it is caused by fire and smoke. Secondary damage, it is caused by fire suppression activities such as forcible entry, ventilation, and fire extinguishment operations cause secondary damage, Figure 15.1. Damage to a structure due to weather and vandalism following fire suppression is also considered secondary damage. Examples of primary and secondary damage caused to two structures due to fire, smoke, and fire suppression activities. Primary damage photo courtesy of Donnie Howard, Yates & Associates. Secondary damage photo courtesy of Ron Moore, McKinney, TX, FD. This chapter will describe the operations and procedures relating to overhaul, property conservation, scene preservation and protection. Now what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Describe overhaul. Overhaul. Overhaul refers to the comprehensive activities performed after the main body of a fire has been extinguished. These activities ensure that no hidden fires remain, the structure is safe, and any evidence of arson is preserved. This lesson covers the essential tasks, safety precautions, and the methods used to detect and extinguish residual fires. Overhaul refers to all operations conducted after the main body of the fire has been extinguished and includes the following activities. Searching for and extinguishing hidden or remaining fire. Placing the building and its contents in a safe condition. Determining the cause of the fire. Recognizing and preserving evidence of arson. The IC and the lead fire investigator should authorize when the overhaul should begin. Once the order is given, firefighters should try to make the building, its contents, and the fire area as safe and habitable as possible. Salvage operations performed during fire fighting will directly affect any overhaul work that may be needed later. Many of the tools and equipment used for overhaul are also those used for forcible entry, ventilation, and salvage operations. Some of the tools and equipment used specifically for overhaul, along with their uses, may include the following, Figure 15.2. Pike poles and plaster hooks, open ceilings to inspect for fire extension. Axes, open walls and floors. Prying tools, remove door frames, window frames, and baseboards. Power saws, drills, and screwdrivers, install temporary doors and window coverings. Carryalls, buckets, and tubs, carry debris or provide a basin for immersing smoldering material. Shovels, bale hooks, and pitchforks, move baled or loose materials. Thermal imager, TI check void spaces and look for hot spots. An officer not directly engaged in overhaul should direct overhaul operations. If a fire investigator is on the scene, he or she should be involved in planning and supervising overhaul activities to avoid disturbing potential evidence needed to determine fire cause. Overhaul safety. The first consideration before beginning overhaul operations is safety. After a fire has been controlled, there is time to plan and organize overhaul activities. The overhaul plan should provide the highest possible degree of safety to firefighters and others who might be allowed on the scene. The steps to establish safe conditions include the following. Inspecting the premises. Developing an operational plan. Providing needed tools and equipment. Eliminating or mitigating hazards, including securing any remaining utilities. Toxic gases that continue to be produced from a smoldering fire are a significant threat to firefighters during overhaul operations. Even if the air in a structure appears free of smoke, toxic products of combustion can exist in dangerous concentrations. Carbon monoxide, CO, and hydrogen cyanide, HCN, are common toxic gases, and countless others can also be present depending on the building contents involved in the fire. In addition to inhalation hazards, firefighters' skin can absorb carcinogens from particulates in the air or burned surfaces. In response to these hazards, air monitoring devices should be deployed, and firefighters should continue to wear PPE and SCBA until overhaul is complete, Figure 15.3. Many other hazards exist for firefighters performing overhaul. Personnel may fall and become injured when fire weak-kneed floors collapse or otherwise fail. Any potentially hazardous areas should be identified and marked or barricaded immediately. Because fire debris must often be handled during overhaul, firefighters are susceptible to cuts, punctures, and thermal burns if they are not wearing gloves. Firefighters can step on broken glass, nails, and other sharp objects and injure themselves, so boots are also necessary. Protection is critical to avoid injuries to the eyes. Injuries such as strains and sprains can be prevented through physical conditioning and practicing safe lifting techniques. Fatigue is another preventable cause of injury. Exhausted firefighters are more susceptible to injury than those who are rested. Firefighters assigned to overhaul operations should either have completed rehabilitation at the scene or should not have been assigned fire control or rescue duties earlier. Due to the threat of reignition, charged hose lines should be present during overhaul operations. Typically, 11/2 inch, 38 millimeters, or 13/4 inch, 45 millimeters, attack lines are used for overhaul, Figure 15.4. At least one attack line should be available in the event of a rekindle. Regardless of the type of hose being used, place the nozzle so that it will not cause additional water damage. In addition, hose lines should be constantly monitored for leakage, especially at the couplings. Using a 100-foot, 30 m, section of hose as the first section on attack lines greatly reduces the chances that any couplings other than those at the nozzle will be inside a building. To protect yourself during overhaul operations, you must maintain situational awareness and focus on safety. The following are some additional safety considerations during overhaul operations. Work in teams of two or more, Figure 15.5. Maintain awareness of available exit routes. Maintain a rapid intervention crew, RIC, throughout the operation. Monitor the need for personnel rehabilitation. Beware of hidden gas or electrical utilities. Continue using the accountability system until incident termination. Hidden fires. Before searching for hidden fires, evaluate an area's structural condition. The intensity of the fire and the amount of water used for its control are two important factors that affect the condition of the building. Fire intensity determines how greatly the structural members have been weakened. The amount of water used determines the additional weight placed on floors and walls due to the absorbent properties of the building contents. These factors should be considered along with appropriate measures to ensure firefighter safety during overhaul. When evaluating the stability of a fire-damaged structure, look for the following indicators of possible loss of structural integrity. Weakened floors due to floor joists being burned away or delaminate. Evidence of spalling on concrete. Weakened steel roof members. Walls offset because of the elongation of steel roof supports. Weakened roof trusses due to burn through of key members or connectors. Mortar and wall joints open due to excessive heat. Wall ties holding veneer/curtain walls melted from heat. Heavy storage on mezzanines or upper floors. Water pooled on upper floors. Large quantities of wet insulation. Firefighters can often detect hidden fires by sight, touch, sound, or electronic sensors. The following are some of the indicators for each. Sight. Discoloration of materials. Peeling paint. Smoke emissions from cracks. Cracked plaster. Rippled wallpaper. Burned areas. Touch. Heat felt through walls and floors. Sound. Popping or cracking of fire burning. Hissing of steam. Electronic sensors. Thermal, heat, signature detection with thermal imager. Infrared heat detection. Thermal imagers, TIs, identify the heat signature of items and project the resulting image onto a screen for the firefighter to see. Firefighters can use TIs to find concealed fires in floors, ceilings, and walls without having to open the areas and visually inspect them, figure 15.6. This reduces the time needed to perform a search and limits secondary structural damage. TIs do not always provide quality images of items behind reflective materials such as metal, mirrors, and glass. Traditional methods should be used to reveal hidden fire. If there are discrepancies between the image shown on the TI and signs of fire in a concealed space, the space should be opened and visually inspected. Overhaul procedures. Overhaul typically begins in the area of most severe fire involvement. The IC and the lead fire investigator should coordinate when overhaul should begin. Looking for fire extension should begin as soon as possible after the IC gives the order. If the fire has expanded to other areas in the structure, firefighters must determine the path that it traveled, concealed wall spaces, unsealed pipe chases, and others. If floor beams have burned ends where they enter a party wall, flush the voids in the wall with water. Also, inspect the other side of the wall to determine whether the fire or water has come through. Thoroughly check insulation materials because they can retain hidden fires for prolonged periods. It is usually necessary to remove insulation material to extinguish a fire in it. Do not make random openings in walls or ceilings. Understanding the basic concepts of building construction will help when searching for hidden fires. If the fire has burned around windows or doors, pull open these areas to expose the inner parts of the frame or casing and visually verify full extinguishment. When fire has burned around a combustible roof or cornice, open the cornice and inspect for hidden fires. In structures using balloon construction, check the attic and basement for fire extensions. Note, review information in Chapter 3 concerning building construction. Search for hidden fires in concealed spaces below floors, above ceilings, or within walls and partitions. First, move the furnishings of the room to locations where they will not be damaged. If it is not possible to move the contents, protect them with salvage covers. Remove only enough wall, ceiling, or floor covering to verify complete extinguishment. Weight-bearing members should not be disturbed. To locate possible fire extension into the wall cavity, inspect openings such as electrical receptacle, electrical switches, return air ducts, heating vents, telephone connections, cable connections. The walls and ceilings in kitchens, bathrooms, and utility rooms contain ventilation fans and pipes, ducts, and other passages that permit fire to extend. If these rooms show evidence of fire spread, the walls and ceiling should be inspected. When opening concealed spaces, consider whether the space contains electrical wiring, gas piping, or plumbing. Electrical outlets, gas connections, and water faucets all indicate the presence of utilities. Consideration should be given to the future repair of the structure. While openings must often be made to check for extension and allow extinguishment, they should be made in a neat and planned manner. This reduces the work necessary for future restoration and shows a firefighter's professionalism. Ceilings may be opened from below using a pike pole or other appropriate overhaul tool. To open lath and plaster ceilings, break the plaster and then pull off the lath. Some plaster ceilings have wire mesh embedded in the plaster. When these ceilings start to come down, they may fall in one very large piece. Some newer plaster ceilings are backed with gypsum wallboard instead of wooden lath. Metal or composition ceilings may be pulled from the joists in a similar manner. When pulling any ceiling, do not stand directly under the area to be opened. Position yourself between the area being pulled and a doorway to keep the exit route from being blocked with falling debris. Always wear full PPE, including respiratory protection, when pulling ceilings, Figure 15.7. Small burning objects are frequently uncovered during overhaul. Because of their size and condition, it is often more effective to submerge the object in water than to drench it with hose streams. Bathtubs, sinks, lavatories, and wash tubs work for this purpose. Large smoldering items such as mattresses, stuffed furniture, and bed linens should be taken outside the structure to be extinguished in coordination with the fire investigator's instructions, Figure 15.8. Investigators may want pictures of the furniture in place before it is moved for extinguishment. Scorched or partially burned articles may help an investigator in preparing an inventory or determining the cause of the fire. Firefighters need to work in close coordination with the fire investigator to ensure potential evidence is not disturbed. Wetting agents such as Class A foam should be used to extinguish hidden fires. The penetrating qualities of wetting agents facilitate extinguishment in cotton, upholstery, and baled goods. The only way to ensure that fires in bales of items such as rags, cotton, and hay are extinguished is to break them apart. See Skill Sheet 15-1 for more information on how to locate and extinguish hidden fires. Gross decontamination following overhaul. Wearing contaminated PPE can lead to the absorption of carcinogens through the skin. Following some basic gross decontamination procedures of all PPE and equipment to remove soot and particulate matter is the best practice for preventing cancer later in life. See Chapter 1, Introduction to the Fire Service and Firefighter Safety for more information on carcinogens found at fire scenes. Recommended procedures based upon research, taking action. 2013, which can be performed before leaving the scene include, Figure 15.9. Using a soft bristle brush and a damp towel to remove large debris from PPE. Removing all turnout gear, if possible. Using wet wipes / baby wipes or a wet towel to remove soot from your head, face, jaw, neck, underarms, hands, and lower legs. Using a hose line to rinse off all PPE and equipment. Bagging contaminated equipment for travel back to the station. Showering immediately upon returning to the station. Cleaning gear and apparatus interiors immediately following cleaning yourself when returning to the station. A firefighter undergoing gross decon following firefighting and overhaul operations.